Welcome back to Dove Valley with Greg Caldwell and Andrew Mason. I'm Chris Hall, and we're counting down the top storylines leading up to training camp, things that fans who come to camp should keep an eye on, things that all of you who come to DenverBroncos.com should keep an eye on. And this week we're going to talk about, I mean, probably one of the most obvious ones and maybe one of the most fun elements that could roll out during camp is the addition of Wes Welker and what that means to Peyton Manning and the maturation of this offense. Right now, if you take a look, you have Eric Decker, Demaryius Thomas on the outside. Both went for more than 1,000 yards last year. Add in Wes Welker. Everyone knows what he can do and what he's done with Tom Brady. Frankly, this could look like the 2004 Colts, a team where Peyton Manning threw 49 touchdowns. That year, three receivers finished that year with more than 1,000 yards. I guess at its core, Andrew, you're bringing a guy like Wes who's going to take over for Brandon Staley, did an incredible job last year. Peyton said that all offseason ever since Welker came here. At its core, bringing in a player like Wes Welker, putting him in the slot, what does that open up for Peyton, Coach Gase, in this offense?
Oh, a new horizon of possibilities. I mean, you know, you've got that guy who, you know, can make plays underneath, that can turn short passes into big ones consistently. But also, don't forget, he can get deep from time to time. I mean, you can send him down the seam and he can make some big plays. We saw a little of that in OTAs. The key thing with having that third elite-level target, whether he's a wide receiver or a tight end, is it seems like that's the tipping point where a passing offense goes from being merely pretty good to almost impossible to stop. You look at the Patriots last year with Welker, Rob Gronkowski, Aaron Hernandez. You look at like an offense like the Falcons last year. We saw it in week two when the Broncos went down there. You can stop Roddy White and Julio Jones, but then Tony Gonzalez is going to be open. Having that third guy seems to be what separates the top passing games from the ones that are that next tier. And I think that's what Welker comes in and brings. And I think he separates the Broncos' aerial game from pretty much anyone else's in the league at this point.
Yeah, and so much more than just that third guy being, as you said before, you know, a safety blanket. That's not Wes Welker. He's so much more than that. He's someone who I think now, Gray, a year after Peyton Manning's had a chance to figure out and work with the coaches here and understand what this Broncos offense is all about, he's so much more comfortable. You bring in a player like Welker, can only add to that.
Well, Peyton's talked about it all offseason. I mean, he's just more comfortable. He feels his teammates are saying there's more zip on his passes. That's in terms of less rehab this offseason. But he's not learning the city. He's not learning new teammates. He's not learning the building. He's been here. He's comfortable in this offense. He's comfortable with this team. And having a guy like Welker coming in, who's been with the Patriots, Peyton has actually been helping him acclimate himself to a new. He just went through that, so he's helping Welker do that. You see him sitting out here after practice, running through plays with Welker, some of the younger running backs. He's gathered the team around and being that type of leader as well. So that shows you how comfortable he already is in this system.
Yeah, and this team, they won a lot of games together last year. They lost some games together last year. They had some turnover issues early on, but then you saw everything really kind of sort itself out after about 4, 5, 6 weeks, Andrew, when you could almost count on that first quarter opening drive score. We saw that practically every week at Sports Authority Field at Mile High when the Broncos took over the ball. That's also an indicator, and you saw that go a little further this offseason.
Exactly, and I think that also tells you how much better they can prepare now that they understand the offense. I mean, you go back to OTAs last year, you go back into the early part of the season, and guys are still thinking about what they have to do in the offense. And I think that's what held it back a little bit. And then once that comprehension comes in and it gets pretty innate, all of a sudden you're not thinking, you know, where do I go here? What route do I want to run? You're simply reacting. You're simply doing. You're simply going. That's where that offense hit. That's where that offense got to late last year. They were able to pick up on that at OTAs. That's why they were able to introduce some different things as far as, you know, picking up the tempo a little bit. That's something Adam Gase talked about from his first media availability back in January when he became offensive coordinator, getting it to that next level where it's a little bit faster. Not Chip Kelly, you know, Philadelphia Eagles fast, but still, you know, that's something that this offense couldn't have done last year. Now it can, because guys understand better what they're doing, and really, if they can keep this offense healthy and not have any setbacks there, the sky's the limit for this unit.
Well, to that point, Mace, Joel Dreesen was talking about, look, maybe the offense changes a little bit of the verbiage every year just to keep it fresh, but they're not learning a new language. they're really fine-tuning the details of this offense. They want this to be a well-oiled machine, maybe even by the time the first preseason game arrives, let alone week one.
Yeah, and there was a lot of things that we can't see, certain parts of practice that are closed. They had some walkthroughs during minicamp. But I'll tell you what, there's plenty we could see. And one thing that was crystal clear was how comfortable Eric Decker, Demaryius Thomas, even to some degree towards the end of minicamp, Wes Welker, they were together, whether it was in between drills, whether they were in the huddle, whether they were actually running plays. I mean, it looks like these guys have all been together for 3, 4, or 5 years. And frankly, that's why we're bringing this up. It's one of the storylines to pay attention to during camp. I think the first day they all get into pads and they all go as 100% as 100% is during training camp, I mean, you're really going to see what Baltimore could be preparing for come week one.
Well, one thing that it brings back to what Mason talked about, when you need that third elite target to really be that elite passing offense, and that's not only helping this offense, that's helping this defense. That's why the Broncos are so happy with what they have at cornerback and safety, because you got not only Champ and Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie, you got Chris Harris, you got Tony Carter, you got Omar Bolden and Kayvon Webster, the young guys. They're getting a feel for what it's going to be like to go against probably maybe as tough as an offense as there's going to be in the league this year.
And I think what's interesting about that is, you know, a lot of times you'll see plays where the corners and the safeties have their man properly covered, and Manning still finds a way to get in there. We saw that late in the season. Look at the the touchdowns Demaryius Thomas was getting in the last month of the season. The grab he had in the back of the end zone against Tampa Bay. You couldn't cover that any better, any tighter, and Manning still gets that ball in. And that is what really kind of separated that offense as it went on last year, is that fact that the receivers and quarterback knew each other, knew their capabilities, and thus the window they had to squeeze the ball through went from this to this. And I think it may even get down to this at this point this year based on what we've seen in OTAs.
Yeah, we've gone through 3 storylines. We've got one more left, but frankly for me, and I'll be fortunate to be able to shoot those 7-on-7s, be able to shoot those team drills, I can't wait to see what it's going to look like when they all line up ones-on-ones with Wes Welker in there, Peyton Manning year 2, and all those additions on defense, and to see what it looks like once camp gets going. With Greg Caldwell, Andrew Mason, again, this has been Training Camp Storylines. We're taking a look at what you should keep an eye on as camp rolls around. We do it every Friday. We got one more left. We'll do it next week. And, of course, you'll find it on DenverBroncos.com.